It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Catherine B. Davis was born in Buffalo on January 15, 1860, to Oscar and Frances Freeman Davis. Catherine and her family lived in Dunkirk for most of her childhood until she was 17, when they moved to Rochester. In 1879, Catherine graduated from Rochester Free Academy, and she returned to Dunkirk to teach at Dunkirk Academy. While living in Dunkirk, she established a women's equality club and led a women's literacy group. She taught chemistry for 10 years in Dunkirk before finally saving enough money to continue her education. In 1890, Catherine enrolled in Vassar College. After graduating from Vassar, she continued her studies at Columbia University's Barnard College and also taught at the Brooklyn Heights Seminary for Girls in New York City. While studying at Barnard, Catherine managed a project to develop a model home for display at the Chicago World's Fair. As a result of its success, she was offered a job running a settlement house in Philadelphia. There, she worked with Pennsylvania University and the Wharton School to do groundbreaking research of blacks in urban America. After Philadelphia, Catherine studied at Chicago University, where she became the first female fellow in political science economics to earn a Ph.D. In 1901, she became the first superintendent of the New York State Reformatory for Women at Bedford Hills. Her work there led to groundbreaking reforms in the female prison system. In 1914, Catherine became head of the Correction Commission, making her the first woman to lead an agency in New York City. She was also on the Progressive Party's 1914 slate for the state constitutional convention seat, making her the first woman to run for a New York statewide office on a major party ticket. In 1918, Catherine became the head of the Bureau of Social Hygiene and arranged for groundbreaking research on women's sexuality. She remained at the post until retirement in 1927. The Panama Pacific Exposition also designated Catherine as one of the three most distinguished women in America. In 1928, Catherine Davis retired to California with her sisters. She died on December 10, 1935, at the age of 75. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.